Okay, so we're going to discuss today, we're going to discuss briefly four different kinds of conflicts between Avelos and Shivat Yemei HaMishteh. The first kind of a conflict is going to be when Avelos falls out in the middle of Shivat Yemei HaMishteh, right? It's very beginning. So you see from the Gemara over here that in a case of Nasanu Mayim Agabe Basar, or Meis Aviv Shal Chasa, and Vima Shal Akalos, the din is that we're Bo'al Bilas Mitzvah Poresh, and the Shivat Yemei HaMishteh is Docha the Shivat Yemei HaVelos. So the question that all the Rishonim are bothered by is how could the Shivat Yemei HaMishteh, how could the Chasana be Docha the Avelos? The Rosh phrases the question that a lot of the Goanim hold that Avelos is on Yom Rishon at least is Doraisa, especially if Yom Rishon is Yom Miso Kura. So how could Avelos Doraisa be Nidche Mipnei Yachasana, which only seems to be a Simcha Drabana? Okay, that's the way the Rosh phrases the question. So we could outline three different ways of addressing this question. The first is the one answered by the Rosh himself, B'Shem HaRamah, in Simen Hei. And that is to say that both the Avelos Yom Rishon and the Simcha Sachasana Yom Rishon are both Doraisa. Okay, so the Smach Min HaTorah for Simcha Sachasana is B'Yom Chasanosa B'Yom Simcha Slibo. The Smach for Avelos is V'Achvisa Kiyomar. So both of them are actually be Dinim Doraisa. And when it's a Doraisa, B'Fnei Doraisa, so it's okay that the Simcha Sachasana could be Docha the Shivat Yemei HaVelos. A second way of answering this question is not to say that they're both Doraisa, but to say that both the Avelos and the Misa, both the Avelos and the Chasana are Drabanan. So the Rashba, the Chushei Rashba here quotes the Rash Mishans as being a raya from our sugya that the Avelos Yom Rishon, afilu when it's Yom Miso Kvura, is Drabanan. Right? Because that's the only way that the Simchas Chasana Drabanan could be Docha the Avelos. If they're both Drabanan, so you have to ask, why would the Simchas HaChasana be Docha the Shivat Yemei HaVelos? Right, at least they're equal. Right? And the Rishonim point out, you see from the case of Yom Tov Sheni, that the rest of the Avelos, which is Drabanan, is Docha the Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, which is Drabanan. Right? So even if they're both Drabanan, you have to explain why the Simchas HaChasana beats out. So that seems to be what the Ramban is touching on here, in the Chidushim, when the Ramban says that Ein Avelos Makom Simcha. And he seems to be saying that there's just a mitzias, there's an existential state of Simcha, which just prevents the Avelos from being Chal altogether. Right? So the Shiloh, it's a necessary condition that you need them both to be Drabanans, they have to be on the, they have the same quality of a Chiyuv, but the reason why the Simcha wins out is because Ein Avelos Makom Simcha. So Simcha is too great that it prevents the Avelos. Are you thinking about the Torah, the Chidushim? I think that's what the Ramban is trying to suggest with that statement, that there is an Avelos Makom Simcha to address this question. The Machlokes, whether Avelos Yom Rishon is Doraisa or Drabanan, will turn around three different points that seem to be up in the air on this question of Doraisa or Drabanan. The first is the question of Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel BaAvelos. So one of the Rash Mishans' rayas that Avelos Yom Rishon is Doraisa is the fact that they're always Meikel BaAvelos. So how would you explain that if you want to maintain that Avelos is Doraisa? Because again, the Rash Mishan says that Avelos has to be Drabanan because Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel BaAvelos. But the Ramban counters that the reason why Halacha Kedivrei HaMeikel is not because of Suffolk Drabanan Lekula, but because in the Mitzias of Avelos, so the moment there's a Suffolk, you're going to be Nimshach Achar Simcha. Right? There's no Tsar Mi Suffolk. You need certitude in order to say that you're in a position of Tsar. This is actually interesting Ramban, right? Because we're not saying that it's a suffix whether the person actually died. Or we're not saying it's a suffix whether there's a tragedy. There's a vadai tragedy. The shaila is whether this din of Avelos is supposed to be nohug. Right? So Ramban's saying that mi suffix the dina, we're going to say that there's vadai no tzar. Okay, in any event, Ramban here maybe l'shitaso, because Ramban was saying that the reason why the Avelos is not chal is because ein Avelos makom simcha. When there's a mitzias of simcha, you can't have Avelos. L'shitaso, the Ramban saying that the halacha of Kedivrei HaMeikel BaAvelos is because B'Makom Safek is a mitzias of Simcha. Okay, so Mazel Shitaso on these two different points that he makes. Okay, so one point, one raya that would be Drabban is Lachi Kedivrei HaMeikel. The Ramban says you could still interpret that as being Doraisa. A second raya that Avelos itself, or a raya that Avelos may be Doraisa, is brought by the Rush again in Simen Hei. And he points to the fact that the Avelos is Docha Yom Tov Sheni Shal Galios. Right, so presumably the Svara why it's Docha is because Avelos is Doraisa. Yom Tov Sheni is Drabanan. Also, Avelos Deraisa V'docha Simcha Drabanan. But the Ramban says that's not a good raya, because maybe Avelos is Drabanan. And the reason why it's Docha Yom Tov Sheni is because Yom Tov Sheni itself is only Nitkan Al Safek. Right, so it has less to do with the quality of the Avelos that explains the Dechias Yom Tov Sheni, and more to do with the Safek status of Yom Tov Sheni. Okay, so that's what the Ramban wants to say. You could hold this Drabanan and still explain why Yom Tov Sheni is Nitcha Mipnei Avelos. The Rush, again in Simon Hay, quotes the third Raya that Avelos would be Doraisa. And he points here to the Psukim of Achalti Chatas Hayom, right, where after the Misa of Nadav and Aviyu, so Aaron says that he was told specifically to eat a Chatas. You see, in general, an Avel is going to be Aser Be'achilas Kachim. Right. So the Rashba actually quotes this Raya, that Avelos should be Doraisa Be'om Rishon. But the Rush is Docha very simply, and he says, Achalti Chatas Hayom is not referring to Avelos. Achalti Chatas Hayom is a different category of Aninos. So you can't bring a raya from Aninos that Avelos Yom Rishon is Doraisa. Okay, so you have these three issues. How do you interpret Halach Kedivrei Meikob Avelos? How do you explain that Avelos is Docha Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios? And how do you explain the Psukim of Achalti Chatas Hayom? Okay, so those three points turn on the question of whether it's Doraisa or Drabanan. These first two approaches that we've outlined, okay, so they assume that the quality here, at least in terms of Daraisa and Drabanan, of the Avelos and the Simchas Chasna are equal. It's either they're both Daraisa or they're both Drabanan. It could be that if this is the case, then something else will determine whether you'll be Docha the Avelos. Okay, not the quality of Daraisa or Drabanan, but maybe the internal Chumras of Avelos. Okay, how severe the Avelos is, but not severity in terms of Daraisa or Drabanan. So the Shidun Kubetzes in our Sligi here suggests, then maybe you'll distinguish between Aviv V'Imo Shel Achasan, or Aviv V'Imo Shel Achasan V'Kala, and Shar Krovim, like an Ach or an Achos. And he suggests in this first day, that maybe by Shar Krovim, the Chasana is always Doche, right? Afil Lo Nasan Mayim Agave Basar. And even when there's no urgency, the Simchas Chasana will be Doche the Avelos, because inherently the Avelos of an Ach or an Achos is inferior to the Avelos of a parent. And it seems like he's assuming that they're both going to be Daraisa or they're both Drabanan. But what's going to break the deadlock is the internal Chumra of the Avelos. But ultimately, he disagrees with this, Girsa and Tosos. And he says, Ein nir lechale klal toch shloshim. Right? Because maybe it's true that you find that there's a different Chumra, so Avelos, la'achar shloshim, for parents. He doesn't think that that's going to determine toch shloshim, that you could be Docha the Avelos mipnei achasana. Okay, so the Shita Mekubetzes is a suggestion. What's going to determine the Dechiyah is the Chumra of the Avelos, okay, according to his initial suggestion. Another way of breaking the deadlock between them both being Daraisa and both being Drabanan would be to appeal to a kind of special Simcha that occurs in the Simcha Sachasana, similar to what the Ramban was suggesting. So you might say, for example, that maybe the Avelos will be Docha a simcha like Yom Tov. Yom Tov, let's say, if they're both Drabanan, the Avelos will be Docha the Simchas Yom Tov Sheni. But the Avelos won't be able to be Docha the Simchas HaChasana. Why should the Chasana be different? So here you could appeal to two Mekoros. The first is the position of the Ravid quoted in Torah Sa'adam, where the Ravid wants to explain how come we appoint Shomrim for both the Chasana and the Kala that they shouldn't be Boel during Shivas Mea Mishta in the case of Avelos. And you don't find that Yehu Yoshein Bein Anashim, Yehi Yoshein Bein Anashim, you don't find the equivalent Chumra for Avelos Bitzina during Yom Tov. Okay, so the Ravid says there's a special Simcha that's created by Yedei HaShoshvinin. There's Riboy Simcha for Shiva Simeya Mishta. So that greater level of Simcha requires a higher level of Shmira of Hu Yoshein Bein Anashim, Yehi Yoshein Bein Anashim. Okay, so you might say that's indicative of the Shiva Simeya Mishta being of a higher caliber than the normal Simchas Yom Tov that you have. Because in normal Simchas Yom Tov, you don't require that Shmira. In the Shivas Mea Mishta, you do require that Simcha.
What is this
that Shmira. I don't have the Lashon in front of me. But he says, I think he says, Afushe Simcha Idea Shoshvinin. Something like that. A second source that you could appeal to show that there's a qualitative difference to the Simchas Chasana and the Simcha of Yom Tov is the Shita quoted in the Miri, quoted by Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, that maybe there's a different hagdara of Dvarim Shebitzina during Shivas Mea Misha than there is for normal Yom Tov. So the Meiri says that on a normal Yom Tov, Dvarim Shebitzina is just defined that you're not nimshach b'simcha. As long as outwardly you don't do, you know, things that are celebratory, so you've kept Dvarim Shebitzina. But he says for a chasan, simply abstaining from simcha is not really Dvarim Shebitzina. Because it's normal for a chasan to be actively engaged in simcha. Right? That's the normal standard for Shivas Mea Mishta. So abstaining from simcha during Shivas Mea Mishta itself is already Davar Shel Farhasya. Okay? That's what the Meiri quotes. So we have a different definition for Dvarim Shebitzina for Shivas Mea Mishta than we have for a regular Yom Tov. Presumably because there's a higher quality of simcha during Shivas Mea Mishta. Okay? That seems to be the Shita quoted in the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah quoted in the Shita of Kubetzes, that you need the justification of Nida to explain why Tashmish Hamita is going to be Asur during Shivas Mea Mishta Ba'avelos. Right? It's not sufficient to just say that Tashmish Hamita is B'chadri Chadarim, so no one's going to know about it. The point is that it's normal for a chasan to be engaged in, let's say, Tashmish Hamita during Shivas Mea Mishta. So to stamazay abstain from it would already be Davar Shev Farhasya. Right? That's why you need the secondary rationale of, you know, even during Yimei Nida, you're Porish. Because right? If not for Nida, you would say that being Porish from Tashmish Hamita during Shivas Mea Mishta is itself Davar Shev Farhasya. So that's what the Meiri is alluding to when he quotes the Shita. Yeah?
I'm just repeating. When the Dvarim Shebitzina are on Yontif that we're comparing to Chasam from the Meiri?
He doesn't say, he doesn't say particularly what it is.
What defines Dvarim Shebitzina?
Abstaining from Simcha.
Isn't that what we just defined for Chasam also? He said that Dvarim Shebitzina for Chasam includes...
On Yom Tov, abstaining from Simcha is Dvarim Shebitzina. On Shivas Mea Mishta, abstaining from Simcha is Davar Shev Farhasya. Because if a chasan's not drinking at his shara brachos, that's davar shel farhasya. If you're not drinking at your you know yontif suda, that's davar shel betzina. Okay. So these are just different approaches within saying that they're both daraisa or they're both going to be drabanan. A third way of explaining our gemara on daf dalet amud aleph is to concede the point that avelos b'yom miso kvura is going to be daraisa. Simchas chasna is drabanan. Afal pichein, we allow the chasna to be doched yavelos. How could that be? So one approach is already suggested by the Ramban, although he retracts, and that's to say that we're melin as hames lefi chvodo. Right, we push off the kvura for a day lefi chvodo shames, like lasas lo tachrichin. Right? Or today, if the relatives aren't around for the funeral, they'll push off the kvura maybe. So melin as hames lefi chvodo. So what's the lefi chvodo? So once you're melin as hames, so you no longer have yom miso kvura biyomecha, and it's not going to be daraisa. Right? So they only have velos drabanan. So why? What's the justification for melin as hames? So the Rashba here suggests that hacha halana have lefi chvodo shelo yispaza bino biyom chasu nasa. That is lefi chvodo shel hames, that his son is not going to be embarrassed by having to push off his wedding. I think so in Shir we pointed that maybe this is an indication that there's like a chalosh shem chasan avel, right? Where, you know, factored into the very hagdara of the avelos is a concern for the chasana. Right? So you see that we're willing to change what we normally considered kavod ames mipnei the concerns of the chasana here. I think there's also another chiddush here that a melina nes ames l'tichvodo. Right, normally it seems to be defined in terms of the kavod of the kvura, right? Osan lo tachrichin. The chiddush here, and maybe this is just a necessary assumption for what we were saying in Shir, that there's a shem chasan avel, is that part of kavod ames for this deceased is a concern for the chasana of his child. Okay, so kavod ames with respect to misa is not just defined in terms of the needs of the kvura. Kavod ames is actually defined in terms of, you know, were he still living, you know, what would he have wanted in this scenario? That's a big chiddush of the Rashba to explain why this is considered halan lefi chvodo. A second way of explaining how the avelos could be doraisa and the simcha drabanan be dochet is not to say that we're doched the kvura, mimele it's going to be drabanan. Like that's really just a way of getting us back into the earlier category of Drabanan and Drabanan. But to say that really Inochanami the Avelos here is Doraisa, the Simcha Drabanan, but Bezin's Masnan Lakor Davar Minator B'Sheva Altaisa. Right, so Bezin says B'Sheva Altaisa, you're not going to be knowing Avelos on the first day. And here you have Machlokes and the Rishonim, how this Dechia B'Sheva Altaisa is working. So the Ran in the Chidush in the Parish on the Rif, so he said that's Dafka B'Sheva Altaisa. Right, but it's still usher for this chasan to be nimshach b'divrei simcha. Right, because the whole din here is yeshkoch b'adcham lakadar b'sheva altaisa. So you can't do anything. So you don't have to be noig avelos b'kum ba'asei. But to actively engage in varm shel simcha, right, so that's going to be asur midoraisa, because avelos yom rishon's doraisa. Right, so you're confined to the bounds of sheva altaisa, according to the Ran. The Radvaz in his Parish on the Ram in Parakid Aleph Hichas Ava Halacha Zayin, so he says, no, what happens here is that they're actually Doched Avelos L'Yayim Acher L'Gamri. Right, so they've uprooted the Avelos from occurring on Yom Miso Kvura, and they've transplanted it to after the Shivas Me'a Mishta. That's like almost a different kind of Yeshkoch B'ar Chacham Lakar Dar B'Shev Al Taisa. Because here the Chacham are actually saying that what you thought is Doraisa today is actually going to be after the Shivas Me'a Mishta. So according to the Ran, it's the normal halacha. According to the Radvaz, it's a special din here in Avelos that they could shift the time of Yom the time of Avelos Daraisa to after the Shivas Me'a Mishta. So this is the first section here, just discussing how it could be that the Shivas Me'a Mishta is going to be Docha the Shivas Me'a Avelos. Okay, either you could say both Daraisa, you could say they're both Drabanan, or you'll say that Avelos is Doraisa, Simchas Drabanan, but you have some external consideration to explain why. Either Halanas Tameis Lefi Chvodo, or because Yesh Koch B'Yad Cham Lachar Davar Menatar B'Sheva Al Taisa. A second kind of conflict, or second question you might ask in the conflict between Shivas Me'a Mishta and Shivas Me'a Avelos is, can you have some sort of coexistence? Okay, can you have some sort of tziruf between the Avelos and the Simcha? And not just a question of which one takes priority, which one's docha. Could you ever have some sort of combination of the two different statuses? So maybe the clearest debate that would take a stand on this is the Machlokas Ram and Ravid in Hilchos Avel Parakid Aleph Halacha Zayin, where the Ram says that the Shivas Me'a Mishta are not Ola Leminyan Shloshim. Right, the 7 days of Shavuot Brachos don't count for the Shloshim, where the Ravid thinks they are like a regular Yom Tov. Right, just like if you have a mace who dies on Yom Tov, so the Yom Tov is Ola L'minyan Shloshim. So to over here, the Misa, I guess the suppression of the Avelos during Shivas Me'a Mishta, is Ola L'minyan Shloshim. If you might say that what they're arguing about here is that for the Rambam, there's no compatibility at all between Shivas Me'a Mishta and Avelos. Right? They're disjoint categories, and either you're in one or you're in the other. According to the, and this is interesting, because then the Rambam would be acknowledging what we saw earlier in the Ramban, that unlike Yom Tov, which let's say is a lower level of Simcha, or unlike Yom Tov, which is compatible with Minyan Shloshim of Avelos, Shivas Me'a Hamishta is stronger such that you can't talk about Avelos at all during Shivas Me'a Mishta. That's what would come out for the Rambam. Whereas the Ravid would disagree in this case. Doesn't work out so well with the Ravid Shita and Torah Sadam. But the Ramban here has a different explanation why Shivas Me'a Mishta would not be Ola L'minyan Shloshim. And the Ramban just said that's because Tispores and Geyutz are Mutter B'Shivas Me'a Mishta. Okay, since the Chasson is Mutter to be Mistaper and to iron his clothes, so since those Nihugim are not in effect during Shivas Me'a Mishta, so you can't say it's Ola L'minyan Shloshim. Now you need some sort of Nihugi Avelos in order to say it's Ola. Because that's one question of can you have kiyumim of Shivas Me'a Mishta counting towards the minyan of Avelos. Second question within this kind of coexistence is how are we going to define Ritzufin? Right, how are we going to define the continuousness of Shivas Me'a Avelos and Shivas Me'a Mishta? Okay, so can you say that you have continuous Avelos or continuous Mishta even if one is broken up by the presence of the other? So here we pointed to the Shita of the Ritz Geis quoted in the Rush in Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. But the Ritz Geis thinks that no matter what the case in the Gemara is, you're always going to be boiled bilas mitzvah, and have the chasana first. And then the shayla is, are you going to have shivas mea mishta and then shivas mea velas, or shivas mea velas and then shivas mea mishta? Benkach u benkach, you'll be bo'al bilas mitzvah u porish. So the Rosh doesn't like this for two reasons. One objection that he has is that you need shivas mea mishta ritzufin. Okay, so you need shivas mea mishta that start from the time of the chuppah and persist for 7 days through the Sheva Brachos. Okay, but you can't have a Yom Chuppah, which is one day, and then have Avelos for 7 days, and then pick up with the Shivas Me'a Mishteh. Okay, so you need Ritzufin for Shivas Me'a Mishteh. The Ramban has a parallel concern for Shivas Me'a Velos. Right? You can't have Avelos that's split up in the middle. Right? That was the Ramban's objection in his Chidushim as to why Shivas Me'a Avelos would resurface on Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. But you can't have Avelos Yom Rishon and then have it suppressed by Shivas Me'a Mishteh and then recurring at the end. Okay, according to Ramban, you need Shivas Me'a Avelos Ritzufin. According to the Rosh, you need Shivas Me'a Mishteh Ritzufin. Because they have parallel considerations for these two opposite categories. Ramban the Chidushim.
It has to do with the fact that's what happens in the Gemara.
In the case of...
where you do the burial the first day, and then you can be available later. So in the Gemara's regular case of the Adi Shalhasana of Yomash HaKal, you split the Yomash HaKal in the Avelis. No?
Yeah.
So right, but he's saying he's talking about Avelis. And in the fact that as soon as the Misa is buried, the base is buried, Aninus ends. They don't start Avelis yet. Then Simcha goes, and then Avelis.
So there's no Avelis yet at all in that case. Okay, so there's no... even though this is the Ramban who thinks that there's a continuum between the Aninos and the Avelis. Right? Yeah, but the post-Kvura Avelis is not Chal at all until afterwards.
Okay.
That's the... but this would be a good raya that the Ramban doesn't really think that there's a direct continuum from the Aninos to the Avelis.
Or you could say
yeah, or maybe you could say that way. The second concern of the Rosh here is not just that you're breaking up the Ritzifus according to the Ritzgeis. He says, what's the Rosh? And why do you have to do the Chasana right away? Just push off the Chasana until Achar Shivas Me'a Mishteh. Right, so why is the Ritzgeis keen on having the Chuppah and the Bila prior to the Shivas Me'a Velos? So you might answer both of these questions, or you might say that both of these questions are related. The Ramban already points out in Taras Adam, and the Kesef Mishnah quotes it here in the Ram Yalav Ches, that, and this is a point that I think Eli pointed out earlier in the Zman, is that the very fact that you have Pito Afoy and Vieno Mazug, at the preparations for the Chasana, or having the Chasana prepared, is itself already the Tchilas HaChasana. As the Nesu'in isn't just defined by necessarily, you know, Chuppah or Yichud, but the Nesu'in might be defined already by the Tchilas of the Mishteh of the Nesu'in, the Sudas HaNesu'in. So the Ramban actually says that the reason why you want to start the Chasana right away is because you already began the Chasana. The Chiddush is that in the case of Meis Aviv or Aviv Shal Chasana or Ima Shal Kala, the Chiddush is that in Ipchalo, that in other cases are willing to push off the Chasana. Right, but the primary consideration of the Gemara is the Chasana already began. Under extenuating circumstances, we'll push it off. So the Rosh is saying that even within the Ipchalo, even within the Shar Krovim, of course you want to have the Chasana take place immediately, because the Chasana already began. Okay. Now that point, so that would answer the Rosh's second concern. But that's also closely related with the Rosh's his first concern. Right? You need Ritzufin for the Shivas Me'a Mishteh. Okay, so the answer that we gave in Shir is that what the Rosh has here is that there's a Shem Chasan Avel here. Right, where you're not just asking a question, well, we have Shivas Me'a Mishteh and we have Shivas Me'a Velos, so we need Ritzufin. The point here is that the Shem Chasan already began, right? Because the Ramban says the Chasan already began. So we have a Chasan who's an Avel. That's the latest Asafik. The latest Asafik is not just on when is the Avelos going to occur and when is the Shivas Me'a Mishteh going to occur. The latest Asafik is on Chasan Avel. So the chiddush is that for a chasan avel, we smear out the shivas me'a mishteh with the shivas me'a avelos. So you have a chuppah, that's the shem chasan. The avelos goes into effect for 7 days, right? And then the shivas me'a mishteh are chazer v'neir. So you might say that it's true that you're splitting up the yom chuppah and the shivas me'a mishteh, But that's not the that's not what we're concerned with in terms of Hefzik. What we're concerned with in terms of Hefzik is how are we accommodating the Shem Avel? And with respect to the Shem Avel, we have a Ritzifus of Avelos and Shivas Me'a Mishta. Okay, so that's what we were suggesting in Shir to explain this Chiddush of the Ritz Geis, that you don't seem to have Ritzifus in the case of Bo'al Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Yeah. The Rosh is concerned that you don't have Ritzifus in the Shivas Me'a Mishta. Because right? You have Chuppah, Avelos, and then Shivas Me'a Mishta. Right, so we're explaining in Shir that you really have Ritzifus over here. Because the Ritzifus is not just about the Chasana. Because you don't have a Chasana. What you have is a Chasanavel. And the Shaila is, how do you celebrate or how do you accommodate the Chasanavel? That's the question in this case. Not a normal din of Shivas Me'a Mishta. Right, so you might concede the point that in general, for a regular chasana, you can't delay the Shivas Me'a Mishta, because there you have a chasana. When you have a chasan avel, so then the ritzifus is chal on the chasan avel, which has to accommodate both of these statuses. Okay, I'm going to hold off on this question of Mesa Ishto, just for... Maybe there's more to say on Mesa Ishto when you could remarry. Let us point your attention to another consideration in the Gemara about when you have a clash between Avelos and Chuppah. Right, so the question that we're dealing with right now is a case for the Chassan himself and for the Kala herself. So what do you do? When is the Avelos Chal and when is the Shivas Me'a Mishta Chal? But what about for a third party? What about for a third party who has to decide between Shivas Me'a Mishta and Shivas Me'a Avelos? So where does this come up in the Gemara? So the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph has a very interesting case, just where the Chasa and Mavir Nesameis Milifnei Akala. Right, if you're on the streets and they're walking the Kala down to the Chuppah, so it says that there's a funeral procession that's going by, so we're Mafsik Esameis, right? The Mace has to take a different route, and the Kala gets precedent. She gets priority. Which is Mavir Nesameis Milifnei Akala. So Tosus here quotes the Ravya. So you see in general that all tzarchei achasan are kodem mitzarchei hames. Right, so for example, he says if you're in shul and there's a avel and there's a chasan, so you should escort the chasan out first, and then you should escort the mace or the avel. And he says who adin, if someone's debating whether to go pay a shiva call or to go to a chasana, so he says of course the chasana takes precedence. Okay, because of this din that the chasana always takes priority. Right? Notice how parallel it is to what we have in our sugya. Right? That it seems like the Shivas Me'a Mishta are docha the Shivas Me'a Velos. So the Ramban in the Shittim Kubetzes here goes further. And the Ramban says this is true even in a case of Sipuk Mamon. He says, let's say the community only has a finite amount of funds. So he says they should first allocate the money towards the chasana and only later give it to the kvura. Right? Because the chasana takes precedent over the kvura. Okay, I'll pee this gemara. The problem is that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Perek Yedaleh Halacha Ches of Hilchos Avel, Rambam says that the avel and the kvura, they're kodem to the tzarchei achasan vekala. Okay, so the Rambam actually thinks that Rambam's mechalik between the case in the Gemara where the Kala gets precedent in terms of Mavir Nesameis Milifnei Akala, and when you have a question of where you should allocate the money, he says there the mace takes precedent. So why is the Rambam split Psak? So the Ramban tries to explain the Rambam by saying that maybe the Rambam will be mechalik between the Chuppah itself and the Shivas Me'a Mishta. And maybe the Rambam would agree that tzorchei achuppah proper, those take precedent over the kvura proper. Maybe tzorchei hachasan take a backseat to tzorchei ha'avel. Okay, so maybe on the first day, the chuppah is stronger than the kvura. But for the subsequent days, maybe the avelos is more chamor. The Lechem Mishnah has a different chiluk. He suggests that maybe in terms of kavod, the kala is kodemes, right? The chasan is kodem. Right? You have to give kavod to the chasan and the kala first. But in terms of asiyas davar, and in terms of what do you have a primary obligation towards, so first and foremost, you're obligated towards the mace. Okay, it's a very, very, very fine chila. Right? Why is it true that for kavod, you have a chiv towards the chasan and the kala, yeah, but in terms of asiyas davar, you're more meshubed to the tzarchei mace. Okay? So here, so in the Gemara and Daf Yud Zayin, you also have this tension between tzarchei achupa and tzarchei mace. Right? The Gemara seems to stay in favor of the kala. The Tosfos and the Ramban say, "Hu adin lechol davar achasana." The chasan takes precedence over everything over the avelos, and the Rambam seems to have a chiluk where, you know, for some things at least, the mace is kodem. So it's hard to figure out exactly why the Rambam distinguishes. In the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah, that would tzarchei kavod and asiyas davar. That's the Lecha Mishnah. Okay, so one final case that we'll discuss is the kind of opposite case to the first case that we saw. And here's a case where the avelos is, well, I guess, person's wife dies, so he becomes an avel, and our question is whether he's allowed to be osik b'nisuin. Right, so it's not a case where you have a chasana that's prepared, and the shaila is where the avelos is going to be dochet. Here the question is where you had a chasana, right? They're married, then you have misa, so the chasana's an avel, and the shaila is could be docha the avelos to create a new chasana. Okay.
When did he make time for that? It's like he was married was he seconds dating? Ago, and now suddenly he's getting married again.
And when did he find the second?
The second wife, he's
quick. Yeah. Yeah, Pasha Shachan is his parents. They made a deal.
You know, then if one dies, he has
when he was
line
three,
up.
Right? They father made a deal with two people, and so the Gemara Moed Katan on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says you have to wait three regalim before you could remarry. But Ein Lo Banim, you could remarry La'alder. His toast there gives two explanations why you have to wait Gimel Regalim in a case of Mesa Ishto. One of the explanations is that you don't want him to be able to makanter his second wife and say that his first wife was better than she is. Okay, so you have to wait Yud Beis Chodesh that he forgets about his first wife. Or the first side in Tosos is that it's not kavod for the first wife for him to get married right away. Okay, so it's 2 days in Tosos, whether this is to protect the kavod of the first wife or whether it's to protect the kavod of the second wife. Either way, it seems that this is more of a halacha in the Nisuin than it is a halacha in the Avelos. Right, the Avelos for a wife is paka after Shloshim Yom. Right, so it's hard to say this is a real chi of Avelos. Right, but here it's an instance where it's machmas the chasana harishona that you have some sort of iser in the chasana ashniya. Okay. Tosos in our sugya is mechalik. He asked the kasha, how could it be that you're allowed to get remarried la'alter in a case of Ein Lo Banim? You see from our Gemara clearly that you have to wait Shivas Yamim. You have to wait 7 days. You can't just get married in the middle of the Avelos. Tos is Mechalik. Tos says when the Gemara says La'alter, it means La'achar Shiva. Right, it doesn't mean that it's Toch Zion. Yeah.
When you said that first there, that so you should never forget her, it's saying it's an Avelos?
That it's a?
In an Avelos, the point of the Avelos of the show is that you never forget her.
So you want to Mechalik that there are two dinim in Avelos. So like Nihugi Avelos, and there's like Shalot Shtakach Min Aleif. And that's a Kiyam in the Avelos. Could be. It's hard to. I don't know if we want to associate everything that has to do with a deceased, like kind of what Ellie's saying, right? Just want to say everything that's associated with a deceased person is midin avelos. Right? Maybe it's really. What?
I don't know if I would have said the earth is midin
avelos. That's Ellie's suggesting. Right, so it's hard to know what's it then. I think we tend to say that everything associated with Misa is Pitaris avelos. But it's not clear from Metosos. But if you're right, then you're saying that there are dinim avelos that persist lachar shloshim for ishto. So either it tells the mechalik between toch zayin and lachar zayin. The Ri has a further chiluk where he says that if you're getting remarried letzorech puruvu, okay, so then you have to wait lachar. You can only be bo lachar shloshim. I can only get married lachar shloshim. If you're getting married lefarnes banav of nosav aktanim, so then you could be kones lachar zayin, even though you could only be bal lachar lamed. That makes a lot of sense, right? If the purpose is puravu, then it doesn't make sense to be kones kodim at the heter bia. Okay, so if you're not allowed to be bal toch shloshim, then there's no point of allowing him to be kones toch shloshim. But if the reason why you're allowed to get remarried is the farnes banav of nosav aktanim, then of course you could be kones toch shloshim, and the bi'ila, the puravu part, will only be lachar shloshim. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam thinks that letzorech puravu is a heter bi'ah even toch shloshim. Okay, against the Ri. Then Rabbeinu Tam says, even for parents, where you normally have a chiv aveilus of yud beis chodesh, Rabbeinu Tam thinks that afilu l'le'er bal tenech yedecha, even if you're already Mekayim Puravu and the Shaila is just a mitzvah drabanan of having more children, he says you could be Boel and be Kones Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, so it's not even Puravu, it's L'er Val Tanach Yedecha is Docha Yud Beis Chodesh. Now you might have read Tosos to say that just Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't take a stand at all on the Isser Chasana. And you might have said according to Tosos that the Yud Beis Chodesh of Horim doesn't include an Isser Chasmas. That's not what Tos says. Tos says you need some justification of the Erev al Tanach Yedecha to warrant the Nisuin Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. Okay, so you need some sort of Shem Mitzvah, and the Nisuin itself doesn't seem to be sufficient. Oh. Everybody understand that?
So practically, Yud Beis Chodesh doesn't mean anything.
Well, that's not what Tos is saying. Tos is not saying that there's no Isser Chasnas. Tos is saying there is an Isser Chasnas to Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. Just L'Shem. That's mutter. Well, it could. Let's say you marry a zakena, according to Tosfos. What? Right. Right. So it sounds like Tosfos saying you need a mitzvah, and Tosfos here seems to hold that lo tov heyos adam levado is not sufficient of a mitzvah to justify the chasana toch yid beis chodesh. What? Yeah, sure. So shaila by mechira sefer Torah. If you, some rishonim say that if you're mocher sefer Torah for l'erev al tanech yedecha, that's machlokas. Kol shekein v'kal v'chomer, you might be mocher. You're mocher sefer Torah for lo tov heyos adam levado. Why? Because one's just a kiyum aseid rabbanan, and one is maybe a minias iser daraisa even. Right? Because Mar says lo tov heyos adam levado. Because he's kol yamav ba'avera. He's meharer ba'averos.
Ayn your
basis terrible. Well, ayn say it, but ayn sham. The Ramban disagrees. The Ramban disagrees. And he thinks there's never a justification for Knisa Toch Lamed. Right, he quotes two Deyas. He seems to side with saying there's never a Heter Toch Lamed. He says, V'tzarech Li'iyun. He's not really sure of the Lipsach. But that would be against both Deyas in Tosos. Because Ramban's saying, even in the case of Puravu, even in the case of Lefarnes Banav of Nosav Aktanim, where the Ri says you could be Konis Lachar Zayin, Ramban says you can't do that. You always have to wait lachar shloshim according to the Ramban. Okay. Here in Shir we pointed out that there's a very interesting tension between mesa ishto, the death of a wife as a chumra, and mesa ishto as a kula. As we pointed out, that on the one hand, you have kulas when a wife dies because you're not dealing with an actual relative, right? It's only betaras nesuin. Maybe avelos ishto is only drabanan. On the other hand, because you have Ishto Kegufo, maybe the Avelos is even stronger. Right? Ein Yisha Mesa El Labayla. So which way do you go in a lot of these dinim? Right? Do you say that she's more, her Misa is more Chamor? Or do you say that her Misa is more Kal? I'll just point out that you might say that Dafka, in a case of Misa, you'll be noted towards saying that it's more Kal. Right? You might say that Mechayim, Ishto is Kegufo, and she's She'ero, and Ramban says that v'davak b'ishto means that you're supposed to see ishto ki'ilu she's a greater kurva from your relatives. But in the case of lachar misa, that's all gone. Because right? The whole point is she's gone. She's dead. So you don't have any ishto ki'gufo now. Okay, so you might say gufo that it's taluyan, that lachar misa you don't have this special status of ishto ki'gufo. So what are the shitas? So the Mi'iri here says that the only time that they're mekil for knisa toch lamid, okay, in the case of Utsorech Banav Nosav Aktanim, the only time we're going to be Mekel for Knisa Toch Lamed is in the case of Mesa Ishto. Meaning, I agree to the Ramban in principle, except for in the case of Isha. Isha is a special het there because it's such a kal relationship. The Ra'ah, according to the Shita Kabetas, is the exact opposite Shita. And he says that the only time you have a chiyuv lahamtin la'achar lamid ve'ein lo banim, the only time we're going to be machmir that you have to wait 30 days to get remarried when you don't have children, is dafka b'meisa ishta. Because we're machmir b'ishta, it's not clear if it's because the avelos is more chamar, because ishta kigufo, or because of the consideration of the Gemara Moed Katan, that you know, you want to give some time that she's nishtakach min alev. Okay, but if that's midin avelos, right, then you end up, you know, you end up, you're reduced to saying that the avelos itself of ishta is more chamar. Okay, so that's just one more shita to throw out there. It's not related to the earlier shitas. The shita of the Rama, according to the Shita Kabetzes, he holds that for Ava V'Imo, you actually have to wait Yod Beis Chodesh. As is against the, explicitly against the position in Tosfos. And actually, Tosfos says that the only issur of going to a wedding is if it's not, if going to a celebration, if it's not B'teras Mitzvah. The moment you have a mitzvah justification, like L'arev Al-Tanei Chedecha, so you have a heter. Dharma disagrees. Dharma says, it's usher to go tochir beis chodesh to someone else's celebration. Kol shekin v'chal v'chomer, it's usher to go to your own celebration. Okay, so Dharma and Rabbeinu Tam disagree about the status of yud beis chodesh for parents. According to Dharma, it's the most chamor. You can't get married at all. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to be mekel so long as you have justification of puravu and l'arev al-tanei chedecha. Okay, so those are four cases where you have the conflict between avelos and Shivas Me'am Ishta, and how we try to balance out the conflict in these different scenarios. Okay, so we'll pick up next time with the topic of the Apa Nohe Gavelusa. Okay, the din of Misabel Ala Misabel Imo. Okay, this notion that you could have a velus that's kind of a mishmash. Or you have a karov that's an avelus, and you're going to be Nohe Dini Avelus because of him. Okay.